All right, so I sent you a few things. Most of it was just for understanding what's going on, I guess. So I sent you a new budget. It's the, it should be working with the one that says budget 316, which is today. And I highlighted the items that were changed.
So on the email that you sent, which is which one? You got changes certified and...
Right, so I sent you the budget, which is Village of Nassau 22-23 budget
316-2022. Okay.
All right, so that's the budget we're working with.
Okay.
As opposed to the one that we looked at on last week. And in this budget, any of the items that were changed, that I adjusted, I filled the box in gray. I colored the box in gray. So you can see where the changes are. All right. So basically, we'll just go through those quickly. On the expense side, because that's the driver of where that is. Let me get to where I want to get to. This thing is not being smooth with me tonight. So on the expense side, so we have, I'll skip the attorney part right now. Well, it doesn't really matter. I reduced the attorney by $2,000. I don't think that's going to be a problem, but I needed $2,000, so I took $2,000 from him. The buildings are, building CE, this is the line item that we raised $1,500 at last week's meeting. That was the consensus. And the central garage CE, we raised $1,500. That was also the consensus from last week due to increased energy prices, mostly. So the maintenance item here, I ended up raising the streets maintenance. It was at $45,778 and I raised it to $51,635. I'll explain why that happened in a little bit here. Animal control, I put $500 in there. I meant to put something in there. I guess I missed it, just in case we had to, you know, put an animal in the pound or something. They picked one up, and I understand that the Skodak's got problems right now because they picked up an animal and didn't put it in the pound, and now they're being sued. And their animal control person, the other person that was applying for the job, is on suspended for a year or something, I guess. Martell was telling me, I don't know.
So, we still don't have, the village still doesn't have any type of contract with, is it Columbia where we, or where the animal?
We're using Nassau's contract, the town of Nassau.
Okay.
So, Lynn Torello, mm-hmm. who is our animal control person now, also works for the town of Nassau.
Okay.
And Dave Fleming is understands that she works for both entities. And Dave has always been, if they needed to put somebody in a shelter, that we could use theirs as long as we paid for it.
Okay. Well, I guess that was my question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're just piggybacking on his thing, if we need to. We've never really needed to. So, you know, but Paul was different. I don't know how Lynn's going to be, so we'll have to wait and kind of feel it out a little bit.
Okay.
And I took, $500 pretty much from zoning personal services, because those are really just for lawyer, for attorneys anyway. So I dropped that to $2,000. All right, so that's pretty much there. And then to make up the difference, I increased the fines and forfeitures by $2,000. I increased the sales tax by $33.96, and I increased the franchise fees up to $15,000. So that was to make up for the stuff on that we raised from last week. As far as the code enforcement and the office goes, 3% raises, there was enough money in there. So this really kind of forced me to look at where the money, how much money was actually in the budget and how much we were actually paying people to make sure there were sufficient monies in there to do that. So we're good with codes, and we're good with the court, and we're good with the office staff, that the clerks, but we were not good with the highway staff. So that's where I sent you this changes to the proposed budget in the Word document. So 3/16/2022. So it kind of explained where that came from. So Tony, or not Tony, but Tom and Pete in the general fund get paid out of streets, general repairs, I think it's called. All right, and that's the only place, and they get paid for snow removal too. But snow removal is an overtime account. It's not a regular personal service account. So if they get called in at night or they get called in on a weekend, the overtime gets paid out of that account. But the actual Pete and Tom, they get paid out of general services. That's A5110.1, and they get paid out of two lines in the water budget, 8340.1 and 8330.1. So there's a total of with the new $51,000, there's a total of $100,268 in there. And the cost, if you take those two guys and you say it's $23.59, this is the 3% raise for Pete. Pete would be at $23.59. And his annual rate for regular hours would be $49,067. And Tom is $18.13 an hour, and his annual rate would be $37,710. You add those two together. and summer help. So that was the other thing I need to look at, was summer help. So we always pay a dollar over minimum wage. Minimum wage this year is $13.20, so that's $14.20 for 12 weeks. I put it in just for 12 weeks. I think we used to have it in for 16, but I only put it in for 12. So that comes to a total of $93,881. And if you add all this together, that leaves us with $100,000 in the line items to pay them, $100,268. So I point out that in the water fund, there is no overtime account. So if there's any overtime that's to the water, like when we had a water main break the other night and those guys worked all night, they get paid out of the water fund. So that's over and above the regular 40-hour week. So so that leaves like an extra $7,000 in there for overtime in the water fund is why that's different there. Is everybody with me on that?
So the difference is put in a line somewhere that's for their overtime.
No, we don't have
it. It's already buried in the water fund line.
It's buried in the
8340.
Line. And I want you to understand that it is buried in the line.
Okay.
It's split out between, transmission services and purification. But, I think next year I'm just going to combine the two and say, personal services is personal services. I don't really care what they're doing. They're working for the water department. But not for this year, just because it's... I don't want to make that change right now. So Mary would go to $14.50 an hour with a 3% raise, $12,064 annual, and Missy would go to $26,683 with a 3% raise. And I put you with, I gave you the certified payroll so you can see what everybody's being paid and all that stuff. So, is there anything else that we need to, Buddy wants to bring up?
Yeah, it won't affect the budget, but I don't think we should be raising the officers only 2% this year, regardless of what the contract says. We're obliged to, as per contract, to raise them 2%, but if we're raising everybody else 3%.
Yeah, is Chief Colano?
I put Chief Colano in for 3%.
At 3%?
Yeah.
It shouldn't change the budget because we've decreased the amount of court fees that we expect, fines and fees that we expect. The reason why we've done that is because volume is down, so they're spending less time in court. And when I did the projections, I have a certain amount of court taken into account, and it's more than they're doing now. So my projection of what it's going to cost won't change if we increase by another percent. So I just think it's you know, if we're increasing everybody else, it would it sort of defies the logic of, you know, it's not like they're doing a worse job or less of a job than anyone else. But that doesn't have to be decided today, since we're not doing certified payroll, but I just think that.
Yeah, I think there's sufficient, we don't have to change the budget, because I think, like you say, there's sufficient money in there to do it either way, but,
yep.
You know, it's, I think the contract's expired, actually. It's just living from year to year at this point, because nobody said anything about changing anything.
That's right. We've sort of honored the,
There's a clause in the contract that the contract will remain in effect unless somebody, one party makes a move to renegotiate. Otherwise, it just stays in effect. So it's, you know, it's a 2% thing.
Now, do you think with courts back and open that there'll be a surge because there'll be a makeup from what was canceled last year, or they're not trying to make up?
They didn't write the tickets.
Oh,
so
okay.
There was there won't be any change. I mean, there could be some of the like criminal cases, but there just aren't that many around here. And now that there's less drugs, that are criminalized.
Okay.
So I don't think there's going to be that much. The only thing that seems to be going up lately is the unlicensed driving, and when they get like an actual misdemeanor, or beyond just a traffic violation. But again, we're talking,
a couple.
Are there six of those versus three? It's not really a budget wise, it shouldn't make a difference.
All right, so like you say, we can enjoy. I don't. It's not. I mean, it's really pennies anyway. Really, it's not a lot of money.
It's 18 cents additional.
Yeah, 18 cents for 80 hours. At 80 hours, so 18 cents times 80 times 52. Because we already put Colano in, so.
So they.
So it's like $750 to give them the 3% raise. Because we do 80 hours. If we did the 80 hours of coverage, and we ain't even doing that.
Well, right? That's the other issue, is that they haven't been able to always do a full schedule because we've had people leaving and other things happen.
So
what
anyway.
What type of coverage is going on anyways?
I mean, for the most part, they're able to cover all the hours, but, there's been, we've had three officers leave in the last year. Some of them are temporary. Officer Martin had a miscarriage and has some issues going on.
And she's still, she left?
She's on leave. I mean, she's not working anymore. She's not getting paid, obviously, but she's not getting work any hours.
But she's still on the roster.
Hopefully she'll be back. You know, it's just, she's going through a tough time. You know, one of the younger officer, Bunny, accepted a job at Albany County. He's still working some shifts, but he's not as many hours. So, you know, there's that. And I know that Dan, the chief, wants to, you know, hire some new folks, but, you know, everybody's hiring new officers. We're like a repository for them. So we're getting, people are taking our officers at this point. It used to be the other way.
So did Officer Bunny, I thought there was a requirement that they had to spend, you know, because, you know, they went through the academy, through the village.
Yep, he spent his time, yep.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, again, it took another job we had with the other officer that went with him, went through the academy with him.
They both left?
They both got full-time jobs, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So.
Well, that's all. Yeah.
Yeah. I realize that. And, you know, I understand that, but you know, it's just, it never used to be like that. I mean, people would they would stay a lot longer than, you know, what guys saying now.
So, it is
good for those guys, but you know, I think in the future if we bring not retirees. Is that one guy that we, the retiree that we last brought on?
Yep, Lou Martinez, yep.
No, I thought it was Doherty or something.
Kevin, yeah. We have a
Doherty. He's still here?
Yep, he's still here.
We've had quite a few retirees come back.
And they're you know, they're relatively young. You know, for example, Officer Martinez is like 41 years old. And he retired from Albany PD, so he should, you know.
Oh, no, I'm not saying about the retirees. I'm just saying that new recruits, you know.
New recruits aren't going to stay here. We don't have any benefits. They're not, the expense of putting them through the academy isn't a large expense to us at all. But, you know, we get a commitment for, you know, whatever. We'll be asking for a year. And so that we get something for in return for it. But, I mean, you can't expect a guy that's, you know, in his 20s that's starting out law enforcement to, you know, not want a job.
No,
especially when there are a lot of jobs right now
that
are available that are full-time positions, benefits, and retirement and all that. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen it happen a lot over the years where they go through the academy and they're here for a year, maybe two at the most, and then they're gone.
And some, like the younger Officer Bunny, he's still willing to work, you know, some shifts. He won't be able to work as many.
So the other thing I wanted to talk about tonight is just a little bit is, you know, where we're going financially with this. You know, so far to date, you know, we've spent, and we really didn't have any large expenses this year. This is a pretty standard year. And to date, we spent $487,296 to date, right? That's 9 months through the year. So divide that by 9 times 12. So we're anticipating spending $649,728. Is what that comes to if, you know, we just stay on the same keel that we're in. So so we're going to be over. I mean, if we don't collect any more money than it says we're going to collect, which we might, but it says we anticipated collecting what, 749? That one says according to budget 749. You know, so that's 100,000. But every year, if you look down at the bottom, you know, the unexpended fund balance, $100,000. You know, we use that every year. So, if we don't have that 100,000 left in the budget after we, you know, and there's going to be a lot of transfers at the end for the capital funds because, you know, there's probably, you know, $20,000 in transfers going into, you know, the equipment fund, the water fund, the streets fund, you know. You know, so that's, it's going to get, you know, so we're running really a negative budget. What is what I'm getting to.
What's the unexpended, what's the, whatever the balance, what's that actually?
Yeah, let me get that up here. Bear with me. So far this year, we took money out of the fund balance to pay for the new programming for the water and garbage. That was $11,000. I can't really think of anything else that we took money out of the, transferred out of fund balance for. Do you think of anything?
So there won't be any projects projected for the village this year?
Well, that's not exactly true. There is some money available. And, you know, we're going to have to decide what to do with it. I mean, but I want to get a hold of, waiting to find out about how this, we didn't get this grant, because that's going to play into all this. All right, so we got money from the COVID Act, whatever the heck it was they call it, I forget. But anyway, we got $112,000. We got half of it last year in July, and we'll get the other half this July. So that money is set aside. It's not in the budget because it can only be spent for certain things. One of the things it can be spent for is infrastructure. Okay, so technically we could have $112,000 to go for a project in addition to whatever we have for CHIPS money, in addition to
what the state gives us
if we decide to do Chatham Street, you know. So we might be able to cobble enough money together to do a portion of that project like you were talking about without having to bond a huge amount of it. But that's still, you know, we still need to work that out, though. But let me just...
So I thought we got turned down on that last grant.
We got turned down on the grant, but the state committed $365,000 to the project. The Department of Transportation did.
To the village.
To the village. And if we don't do the project, we lose it. It's gone.
And that is only strictly for Chatham? Or is it?
That was for Chatham Street, yes.
Okay.
Because that's the state highway. Let's see here. AUD, I guess. I know I got an email from her. I don't see it there. So, all So the fund balance was $743,000 total. So we had $129,000 in the accounts for capital funds, the capital accounts. And then that the rest is split between the village general fund and the there's $182,000 in the water fund, I think. Here, let's see if I can read this right. Yeah, there's $182,000 in the water fund. And then the balance is in the regular, the general fund. We got $182,000 in water. We got capital.
129.
Yeah, so those, and then whatever's left is what we got left in the
432.
And we took, you know, probably, I don't know, 11.5 is all I can think of.
And we've obligated 105,000 of it.
Right, we obligated 100,000 last year, or more than that last year, wasn't it? It was last year we obligated 137,000.
Now some of that might come back because
right. We can spend right, it. Right, right.
So we have so it's around 300,000, maybe 290, maybe.
Yeah.
That is, right now is unallocated, right. Unrestricted.
Like a rainy day fund, whatever you want to call it.
So.
But it's getting smaller every year. So, you know, when you think about, you know, the raises. So you talk about like we're spending, you know, almost 100,000 on police services. You got 100,000 on highway between water and between water. And, all right. So if you took half of that, say 50,000. I don't do half or nothing. But anyway. So you got 100,000 police, you got 100,000 water, you got about 50,000 for administration here, you got court, another, you know, 40,000 there, then you got, who am I missing? We didn't do anything for Wendy, we didn't do anything for, you know, any of the contracted people or any of the elected people, but that's, you know, a couple $100,000. So, you know, you do 3% for that, that's $6,000. Well, the max that we could raise taxes this year was $7,000. So they ate up, you know, just going that 3%, you know, that's at 2%. But at 3%, it was up, would be up $6,000, 3%. So that ate six of the $7,000. So, you know, all we had extra, unless we pick up some revenue somewhere from someplace else, then, you know, it's just going to, the increase in, you know, fuel and everything else is going to, you know, drive us further going down and having things left over. So at some point, if we continue along this line, we're going to have to exceed the tax cap, which we've never done, you know, since it's been in place, but.
I mean, I have two points. One is can we make the budget? Can we analyze the budget and figure out how to lower our anticipated costs? Because a lot of what's driving sort of the amount we are going to collect is how much we expect to spend. And we seem to be far off every year. We seem to be well over what we're going to spend every year. So if we brought the, you know, our anticipated costs, make them more realistic to what we actually spend, that would take a, they would take some burden off of that, how much we have to collect.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not gaining us anything.
No, but
because
it
you know, pressure. Because if we have $100,000 left over, you can say, oh, well, you overestimated your spending by $100,000. You didn't need that. But by the same token, we just apply that to next year's budget, so we don't have to raise the taxes to, you know. So we could actually we could take that down and then use less of this unexpended balance. But you know, then the next year,
yeah, you start with less.
You know, now you're starting to, you really got to be careful, because if you have any mistakes, they could really hurt. Yeah.
But we won't.
Or unexpected expenses.
We seem to be always at the top of the wall. The other thing I was going to say is on the water fund, I was looking back, we haven't raised the actual water rates for a very long time. We already know that we're considered inexpensive, regardless of what we actually think here, but we're supposedly inexpensive, and we haven't raised them forever. We're starting to dig into the actual fund balance every year now, so it may be time to raise rates.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but you know, I was looking kind of for an opportune time. In 2025, we'll make our last budget payment for our last bond payment, and we're going to refund back to the public $50 twice a year. So, if instead of the 50, I was thinking. There's a $50.
Is there a regular meeting?
No.
No?
Just budget. We had a regular meeting last week. We missed you.
Have a nice day.
See you, John.
See you, John.
So, you know, if we ended up, you know, refunding back, you know, a portion of that, it would be more palatable is what I think. But I don't know if we can last another... You know, because I mean, that's 3 years away, really, because we got a payment due in 22, 23, and 24. In 25.
Is there any advantage to like paying it off the year earlier in 24 using the water fund balance?
I have to see.
To buy you that extra year.
So let me see what we owe. Hold on.
You know what I mean? Make a double payment and.
I don't know if you can make a double payment. I think you got to pay it off or not. Because, I mean, they're bonds. It's not a band. It's a bond. You know, it's a bond for a period of time. I think when we took it out, we redid it. So the history is that there was $1 million bond for the water tank over 25 years. And then we did the water, you know, the Route 20 project. After we had all the water main breaks, we didn't have any money. We bonded that, and we combined the bonds into a 15-year bond, and, you know, because we got a lower rate, and so we made a 15-year bond, but we paid off the tank bond. You know, we did away with that one and moved everything.
Solid.
And I think that's the way you have to do it is, you know, you can't just say, oh, you know, I'm going to start making double, like it's your mortgage. I'm not going to make double payments. I think you have to pay it off. If you want to terminate it or change the terms of it, you have to pay it off. Let's see, where's my recurring stuff?
I mean, in 24, 25, do we anticipate any major water projects that would be a new bond?
Well, I mean, you never know. That's the thing. Anticipate? I don't know. I wouldn't say we anticipate it, but, you know, the oldest line in the village is still in service. That's the one that's under Route 20 on the south side. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's got a lot of Band-Aids on it, and, you know, it still seems to be working all right, but is it going to last forever? I don't know. Who knows? I might only have these in hard copies at home. I mean, but we could look at it, but I would say that, let me just look at what we, I think it's got about the same. So, so the bond principal and bond principal and interest are about 70,000, 78,000, 78,000. 79,000. So it's $79,000 a year. And, you know, so that they, as I recall, they get paid in June. So, you know, there'll be a 22, and the last payment's in 25, so 22, 23, 24, 25. So there's 4 years left. So we still owe like 300 and, you know, something thousand there. Right?
Right, so you wouldn't have enough, presumably.
Yeah, so there's not enough to actually pay it off. And I mean, even popping 70 grand in to pay off a year, that's a, you know, just about any, ever, you know, half of what the water fund's got. So. Like I say, you know, when we did the, I don't know when the last time we actually raised the actual water rate. I know we played with the bond. We raised the bond payment after we finished Albany, and then when we when we put everything together, we were able to lower it by another 20 bucks of what we raised it. But other than that, I don't know if we did anything else. But I think, you know, it's an increase in the water rate. It's, you know, something we're going to need to look at too.
I mean, it only helps the water fund, obviously.
Right. Right.
But
and the water fund is the one that's is such a shot in the dark as to how much money you need.
Right. I mean, you have Route 20 with Chatham Street. The whole thing is old.
Right.
It's not as old as Route 20, but it's the.
No, I mean, you know, Orchard Park there, going out 203 is. You know, that's, I don't know when that was added on, but I would say it was probably in the 50s or 60s, you know. You know, over to Westbrook is, you know, that's old over there too. I mean, everywhere is old. I mean, we've been doing the main drags as we can, and, you know, we got, pretty much we got the north side of the village up, and we got, you know, the feeder line to the tank is good, and, you know, now we're starting to bring the south side up to Route 20 in line, you know, but like you say, we still have that line on the south side of 20 that's an original, and you know, the area around Westbrook, there's areas over there that are original lines because the pumps have always been there. And, you know, so anywhere you got cast iron, it's pretty old. So, but anyway, that's food for thought and nothing to worry about at this moment. But something that we just need to keep in mind.
I know, never popular. Any thought to going to water meters? I mean, I think we're going to be the last municipality that doesn't have meters in the county because Berlin's getting them with their new project.
Mm-hmm. And how are they doing it? Are they charging each resident for their own meter?
Typically, when they install the meters, they don't, or it's a smaller fee initially on the buy-in because
mm-hmm.
they're buying the meters at bulk and
mm-hmm.
giving them to everyone. But then new users come on, then they pay a hookup fee, which pays for the meter and the hookup.
Right. And we have very few new users.
Right. and you can structure it that, you know, generally a homeowner isn't going to pay any more money than a normal homeowner with normal water usage won't pay any more money, because you use your volume rate so that it balances out to what a normal homeowner will pay. The people that will pay more are the people that are using much more water than a normal homeowner mm-hmm. does.
Understood. Understood. So, you know, I looked at that.
Revenue there.
You know, and I looked at that, and you know, our volume is approximately, because it's way up in the summertime and down in the winter, but it's about a, you know, 100,000 gallons a month. Or a million gallons a month, sorry, 100,000.
And you'll see a drop in that when you go to meters, because people become more conscientious. So the leaky toilets get fixed. We don't water the yards as much. You know, people start being conservative a little bit.
Maybe it's 100,000 a day. That's what it was, because that's the average on the water report, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 100,000 a day.
Yeah, I don't know what the going rate, because...
And you know, if you go with that rate, you know, it looks high. I mean, it was a lot less than Skodak wanted us to pay, wanted to pay a lot less for water than our calculated out. Because if we had 100,000 times 365.
Yeah, I mean, this time of year, we're at like.
So that's 36 million gallons of water. 36,500,000, and the budget, we budget water fund, we collect and budget in water money, 261,000, right? So you divide it's dollars per gallon, right? So you divide, is that the way you do that?
Usually dollars per thousand.
All right, so you got dollars per thousand gallons, right? So, let's see. I'm trying to figure out, do I divide the dollars? So it's dollars into the gallons, right?
Right.
Or gallons into the dollars, because it's dollars per gallon, right? All right, so 36.5, so 262,000 divided by 36,500. I mean, that's $7.18 a thousand. I know Skodak only wanted to pay $6.
I know in Waterford they're paying $7.34 per thousand gallons.
Are they?
Yep.
So you're not that far off.
No, so we're not that far off.
But what you'll actually see is when you go to meters, your costs go down because your usage goes down. So you're using less chlorine, you're using less pumps running. So you get two things that happen. One, you start using less water, so your operating costs go down, and your revenues will go up because there are people that will also use more water. Some people will say, you know what, I'm going to water my grass, and that's what I'm going to do, and they'll pay the extra money.
Right. So you base it on what your usage is today, and then.
Correct.
The people that reduce theirs
get a savings.
Get some savings. And the people that pay
the overusers pay more.
Pay more.
But overall,
then you also have the cost of the installations, which are, you know, between a half and $750,000 probably.
And that gets to, I know, not a happy subject for Charlie, but there's all kinds of monies out there too. DEC has a lot of funds out there because they're all about water conservation. You guys do those annual reports about your water loss. And there's monies out there that you tie in for meter replacement or meter installs. But yeah, there'll be some cost to the village. Just a thought.
It's been kicked around for several years. This is not a new conversation.
Does someone have to manually go read the meters too?
No, now they're all radio read. I mean, the guys literally
walk by,
drive.
Okay.
Just, you know, when they're doing their normal drive through the day, there's a computer and it just picks everything up as they drive by.
Okay. So you'd be able to spot problems too, if like.
Yep, because the guys drive so often, they might pick up somebody that's got a leaky something going on before they get a, $3,000 water bill, and they could stop and say, hey, we noticed real high usage, okay, is something happening here.
Well, that's a thought too. But anyway, so as far as the budget goes for this year, anything anybody wants to change in there?
Yeah, the balance is with the raise.
Are there any line items that, like Guy said, that, you know, we're going to be way under?
I don't think there is. I mean, I did tighten up some of the line items this year. I went through that. I was looking for money.
Okay.
You know, so I looked at...
I'm just looking at the percentages. Yeah. And
I mean, I didn't probably tighten up as much as I could have, but I would be very surprised if we had $100,000 left over next year. I think it's going to be more in the... around 80, 75, you know, and then we're going to have to really start, you know, thinking about how we're going to make that work. I mean, we do have some, like, rainy day fund, we still have some rainy day money left that we can do it, but it don't last forever when you're...
Well, I mean, it's been brought up. If you remember, there was a trustee who brought it up every year that we were... collecting more than we were using, and at that time we were building the unrestricted fund balance, and then the state came and said, you know, you can't do that. They still do want us to actually have a plan and an actual policy on where we want to be, and that might help us make these decisions about like, what are we going to do, what's the target for that. An amount. Mm-hmm. We can decide, you know, we want to have 20% of the expenses in unrestricted, you know, an amount equal to 20% of our expenses for a year. So in case something happened, that, you know, we could actually pay for it. But we don't, you know, collect more and more and more, and then it builds up and we don't really see it we don't get a report on that every month. So it's easy to see it. Or it's easy to lose track of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the state pointed out to us. So, I mean, we just need to figure that out. Also makes it stable. It's strange, like, over time you start to see the same pattern happen. And I know it's tempting to always want to say, okay, we'll just go up by the maximum amount we can every year, because you know that there are things beyond our control, right? Like gas prices this year, it's gonna be crazy. But not every year things necessarily go up. So,
well, if you're giving raises out every year, they do go up though. That's the thing. And that's one of the points, is like, you get so, we're only allowed to raise taxes so little, and raises eat up so much of it. Yeah. That, you know, like I said, you know, $6,000 this year. And if, of the $7,000, I mean, it isn't going to take much for anything else to go up to eat that other grand. And then some. You know, and maybe, you know, we'll pick up more and, you know, as prices go up, then, you know, sales tax should go up too, right? Because it's just a percentage of what you spend.
Yeah.
So we should be able to get some of that back in that fashion, you know. We talked last week, I don't know what the franchise tax is going to do. I'm shocked that it went up the way it did. You know, I don't think it's going to stay up, because I think, you know, people are going to start shifting to streaming, and there's no franchise on streaming.
Right. I mean, I think it could be that just simply the prices. I mean,
yeah,
the spectrum has gone up quite a bit. So it could be that that's just, it's a percentage of it.
Yeah, so, it's 3.5%, I think.
I mean, the other idea, and I know that the town has tried this for years, is to actually negotiate with them on a franchise, because
I think we charged the max.
Right. But
the max that we're allowed.
Should we go and negotiate something with them for more?
I think that's limited I think the state limits how much you can charge.
Or at the max.
And I recall, now, you know, and this is going back to the 90s, back when I was on the board previously, when we first, you know, Time Warner first came in, yep. And we were negotiating, they were talking about the tax. And there was a limit as to how much you could charge. And the board decided that they would charge the max. I think it's like 3.5%.
I wonder if that's changed. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I mean, that's something to look at, and, you know, or to, you know, again, it's beyond necessarily our control, but we could advocate in different places to change that, to include, instead of just being cable, maybe to include the internet fees.
Well, it does include the internet too, I think. But it doesn't include, I mean, it's the other companies. Like, we don't get anything from Verizon. Well, not that they have internet for that, but, you know, like Fairpoint or Charter.
I was gonna say, do we get anything from Charter?
We don't get anything from Charter for their DSL stuff. You know, maybe it's because it's a copper line instead of, you know, a broadband. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. Nobody's ever told us about, you know, I mean, you know, can you charge a franchise fee on, you know, frickin' cell phones? I don't know. Certainly enough taxes on them. But, I don't know. But anyway, getting back to this, so are we good with this and let it fly the way it is?
So, what's the village's plan for any major projects then? For this year, anything?
Well, there's, we're either gonna do Chatham Street or we're not gonna do Chatham Street.
Okay.
Depending on, you know, what answers we get, because we don't have all the information yet. If we do Chatham Street, that'll probably be the only project we do.
Okay.
Because that's gonna eat up pretty much everything. If we don't do Chatham Street, we could do, you know, some of the side streets, you know, like Griswold Street or, you know, whatever, some other street that might need to be done, maybe Westbrook or Maple or something over there.
No, I mean as far as the sidewalks.
Well, we could look at that too, but.
So we're not, I mean, when you say Chatham Street, what are you saying?
Chatham Street's a whole project. It's
both
water
sides.
Main, it's sidewalks, it's drainage, it's paving, yeah, the whole thing.
And then it as far down as where? To Fairgrounds?
It's going to do from Fairgrounds up to the Route 20.
Okay.
And then we'll still have to do a piece over on Corner Meek to run that main over to tie in to the 8-inch that goes over the bridge. You know, and then we can talk about whether we want to add the parking spaces that we considered over there too.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know, so, but
okay.
But that would be, the scope of the project would probably be Chatham Street, Fairgrounds to Route 20, and then Corner Meek to Fairview.
Okay, so John Street is out from,
you know, well, I don't know yet. I mean, if we did that, we wouldn't do John Street. No, we couldn't afford it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if we did that, we couldn't do that.
Okay.
Now, if we don't do that, then, you know, we can look at other projects. I mean, you know, like we said, I mentioned Griswold. I think Griswold, and I only mentioned that because I walked it the other day looking for the frickin' valve, and I noticed it wasn't in too good a shape. But, you know, we could do Griswold, and then instead of paving another street, we could do sidewalks, you know, on John Street. You know, I mean, any combination thereof of what we got to spend, we have, like I say, if we'd still have this $112,000 from the feds that they gave us for that Recovery Act or whatever the hell it was. And then we'd have our CHIPS money, which is also can be used for sidewalks. So we could have, you know, $180,000 maybe we could spend on projects in that manner. We could do that.
Well, most of the streets are under 10 years.
Well, especially a lot of them are.
Especially over there.
Where?
Westbrook and
Oh, are they over there?
Charlie did. You did those.
Yeah, I did John and Westbrook, and I did the two Howard and Cozy at the same. I think because they're all done over there.
Well, then
I mean, my main concern are the sidewalks that you and I walked, and We've got all the engineering drawings and all that.
Well, we could do those. I mean, they could be part of a project.
I'm just saying, on just the sidewalks that you recommended and, you know, we and what I pointed out to you, so.
Yeah, I mean, those could be done too. I mean, that could be a project, you know, if all the streets can't use the CHIPS funds because they don't have a 10-year lease on them already, then yeah, we could put money into sidewalks instead of putting it into pavement.
I mean, there's mold in the street we just had.
We just did that last year, so that's...
But Coons, I mean, the sidewalk over there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got to look at how we want to do that, though. That's, you know, I've looked at that 100 times, and the big problem with that is, like I say, if you pick the sidewalk up so the water doesn't run in, then you have a drop-off on the other side of the sidewalk, and your car's bottomed out. Because I remember that his car bottomed out on that sidewalk.
Wow.
When they...
And they've got a big hump now.
Yeah. I got a big hump now, and so, you know, somebody's, you know, he's going to have to agree that if we raise that sidewalk up to keep stuff off, he's going to fill everything on the backside so that he has a nice graded driveway, because, you know, we're not going to take that on. And that's always been an issue, just, you know, as an aside, now that it's all out
10 years ago, he talked to me about it.
But that's one of the issues over there.
But how about you know, again, I'm just thinking about projects that have come up over time. The by the park, right over here in Walden, you know, that
the culvert,
the culvert.
I mean, I thought Jay and Tony didn't they put a bigger that little bridge that we go over?
Yeah,
I thought they put a bigger pipe underneath that.
I think it worked for a while, but lately, with the
when Tony and Jay were
storms,
there,
it's been. Yeah. More problematic.
I thought they put a bigger pipe in.
I mean, I guess the question is there something plugging it or blocking it that
if it's
not working as well anymore?
Because I know the one that goes under 203 it's got debris in it under it. That's not anything that isn't big enough. It's just that, you know, the stuff from Route 20 dumps in under the bridge. Yeah. And there's, you know, half the time it just trickles there and builds up. To...
And I assume the conflict there is it's actually state's responsibility, but they say it's our responsibility. Nobody actually does anything about it, right? I mean, that's what it comes
down
to over
there. Well, yeah. I mean, I've told them about it, and they were going to clean it. I got a letter saying they were going to take care of it. I don't know if they ever did, because I looked under it the other day, and it was still dirt in there, a pretty good-sized pile.
So do we have enough money to do all the catch basins and any type of crack sealing that we're going to need that's coming up? Sealing throughout the village
doesn't cover CHIPS money. It doesn't cover.
No, I know that, but I mean, is there going to be enough funding for the any crack sealing that
we're
going to
need? We have $112,000. We can use towards infrastructure. Now you can choose what you want to use it for. You can use it for, you know, crack sealing and
No, I'm just again
on sidewalks. You can
use
it for
I'm just throwing.
But that's what you got.
Okay.
What we got. Well, I mean, we don't have any money in the capital funds for streets anymore. We took that out and used that on Malden Street. You know, we have some unexpended fund balance that we could, you know, kick something towards the project. If, you know, we can't go crazy with it because there isn't that much there.
But every year we always made it a point to bring Canada in to do all the catch bases.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's nothing. That's like $6,000. That's in the budget.
I was going to say, that's in our streets budget, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's an annual thing. Yeah, that's not. That's not a project.
No, I guess that's where I was going.
That's not a project. All right. That's not a project.
So if we don't do Church Street, will we lose the money that the state was willing to put in?
Chatham Street?
Yeah. Chatham Street, sorry.
We will lose the money.
So that's probably kind of where we want to look, right?
Well, if we can, yes. But if, I mean, you know, it's not to say that we can't, you know, if we decide to do it at another date, if we could get some other funding, that, you know, we couldn't renegotiate and get money, another commitment from them back either. But right now it is committed, and if we don't do the project this year, then we're going to have to go back and ask them for it again.
And it's only earmarked for that area?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But at 130, it's pretty small for any project on that street. You wouldn't be able to do much.
It's 365,000 from the state. Plus then we got the 112. So that's 460, almost $500,000 we have right there.
I mean, what does that buy us? Do we know what that
is? It doesn't buy at all. We'd still have to probably borrow some, but not as much.
It's hard to say no to $500,000.
I know. But then you borrow, if it's $1 million project or, a $750,000 project even, you got to borrow, $200,000-$300,000, then you're... There's payments, $20,000-$30,000 a year in payments that go into your budget that you have to get from someplace. Yeah. So the next year's it's even tighter.
So when will we have to know to pull a plug on to start Chatham?
We could do it as a, if we were going to do Chatham Street, we probably should bid it in, no later than May, I would say. And, that way we could get bids in, June, the end of June.
And if we do that, can we immediately disqualify the folks who did Baldwin Street? I mean,
I agree.
Just by experience. I mean, they're going to be low bid again, probably. Yeah. I mean, because they've been low bid several times now.
They had a contracting officer on the job, I think every day, don't they, or something?
They only had it on the had him on the job when they did water work. They didn't have him for street work.
Yeah.
And we know that that did not go well.
That did not go well.
No.
And if you have anybody on the job to oversee it like that, that's over and above the cost. So you got to pay for it.
Understood.
And I'm not saying it ain't worth it, because in my estimation, it's worth every nickel that you spent.
Yeah.
But other folks don't look at it that way, because it does add, it could add $30,000-$40,000 to the project.
But half the amount of the time for the project too, because. Right.
Well, and compared inconvenience
to convenience for everybody that lives on.
I mean, we had to come in. We had to redo Elm Street. It was a freaking nightmare.
Yeah, and this is going to be Chatham Street.
It's going to be a lot busier. And it's going to be a challenge.
I think the state part of the requirements was that they would have overseer on the job.
Because they had the fire department there too.
Budget.
I know. I'm okay.
We good?
Good.
All right. So, Guy, you're going to put this together for next month in your PowerPoint setup?
Yeah. Yeah. I can do that.
Okay. So.
And you can supply the rest of the stuff, the screen and all that.
That's a good point. Do I have access to a screen? Well, I could have.
I have a screen.
You have a
matter of fact, you can have it. Oh. I have one in my garage. I don't even know why I have a PowerPoint screen.
Oh, sure.
Oh, outdoor TV, though.
So we just need a projector.
You know what? I never thought of that.
I need a projector. I could see if I could borrow the again. Actually, these guys got... You guys
got
a projector too, huh?
I got a projector.
All right, good.
We're good?
Okay. We're good. All right. Well, thanks, everybody.